This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
And welcome on into the podcast.
How are you?
Guys, fun week.
So fun. We're trying to convince Emma to bring Seamus into studio today.
Yeah.
She says no.
We have an office manager now. What's his name? Don't call him by his name.
Mr. Man.
What is his actual job called? Because it's like, it's not office facilitator, because I think that's what like the PC name for being a receptionist.
Office vampire slayer.
He's very strict, and back in the good old days before he got the job, it was a very dog-friendly office.
Facilities manager.
Oh.
He manages the facilities.
You'd walk out there at 10 o'clock and there'd be dogs under random people's desks.
And that's how it should be. Yeah. I feel like since the Rona, it's been that way. Do you know what's not fair? I feel like you get away with a smaller dog. Like, I see them all the time in Dundrum. Like, people have their little sausage dogs with them. They have their
little shih tzus
and their Bichons. Yeah. But I know I couldn't bring my big horse in there, and you probably couldn't bring Shay because
like
he's a chunky
whirlwind.
Lad.
Seamus is a bit bigger, yeah. I'd love to bring him in for a look, but I just don't want the all-out email being like, there's paw marks on the floor. Who had a dog in here?
A zoom up of his ball sack. Well, no, that's gone now. But like a zoom up of the back of Seamus, like rambling around. I think we could get away with it.
I don't think we could.
Mr. Man. Is Mr. Man here today?
I don't know, but I think he'd hear everything back.
He's people, always here somewhere.
People love ratting.
If someone rats... because of a dog in the office.
He sent an all-out email yesterday giving out about potential Valentine's cards that hadn't come in, being like, if you get any rubbish, make sure to put it in the bin properly.
Like what? Sorry.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
No one's getting sent Valentine's cards. It's all online these days. Yeah. Valentine's email.
If you happen to get a Valentine's card, I won't sound for bringing that up.
Please make sure. You got one from Bruno Mars.
Oh yeah. Please make sure to recycle it properly. Okay. Sound. I don't.
Girl.
Like if I got a Valentine's card, I wouldn't chuck it in the bin either. Anyway, good luck to you all. I might
make you my baby.
I might just bring the dog in. We'll see.
Yay! Let's
go. Fiona in the morning. Hi, it's Friday. We
Yay.
Did it.
It's yeah. the weekend. Friday the 13th. Ooh. Spooky.
Yeah.
Very, very. I was reversing out my driveway this morning and my most hated thing happened, which is not fair, I know, because people are just trying to help. But when someone tries to like guide you out of the driveway, to be fair, like our road is always crazy, even at 6 a.m. Like whatever.
It's just
so
busy.
I know, yeah, I know people are like trying to do the right thing.
So did you mean that a car stopped and tried to guide you out?
No,
or
like
a pedestrian
walking. She was like in a brolly, like the wind was like bashing her brolly around. I was like, girl, like
I got
you.
This.
Keep going. Like I have mirrors. It's all good. And I was like, God, she was really trying to like tell me it, the like way is clear to reverse. And I was like, she's crazy. And then I arrived into the car park this morning and my back door was open. And it had been open, obviously, when I was reversing. And it was open for the whole drive.
Wow.
So that's what she was trying to tell me.
In case there's a chance that woman is listening this morning, is there anything?
I'm so sorry.
Anything you'd like to say to her there?
Thank you so much for trying to alert me to the unsafe condition I was driving in. And I really hope your umbrella didn't go inside out on your commute, because you don't deserve that. You were just trying to help and I was being a nice person. I was being a beep. And I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm glad that's out of the way. Let's move forward.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
I feel like I've talked about being pregnant a good bit this week, and I'm sorry if that's annoying to people. Don't
worry. Why do you think it would be, out of interest?
I don't know. People who are just like, do you know people who are like, oh, don't talk about your kids, and like, don't talk about, you know, like... say people who are obsessed with their kids or obsessed with their dog, guilty. Or, you know, just, I don't know. It's like people are pregnant every day. People have babies every day. Who cares? You know what
I
mean?
But it's your first time and it's interesting. And on Spin Breakfast, in the history of Spin Breakfast, I don't believe we've ever had a pregnant person.
So true. Mm. First teenage pregnancy on Spin. But I'm not going to talk about myself being pregnant today for a change. I'm going to talk about another Fiona. She's a sheep. Oh. She's actually been voted Britain's loneliest sheep.
Oh, dear.
And she shares a name with me. And she's given birth to twins.
Oh, I'm delighted for her.
Very good. A boy and a girl. So she first became a public figure back in October 2023. October is my birthday, so I'm very aligned with this sheep. When a kayaker spotted her trapped at the foot of a steep cliff.
Oh, sugar, yeah.
And the more and more I'm learning about Fiona, apparently she doesn't socialise well with other sheep.
Okay.
And she just wants to be left alone. I'm like, she probably went to the edge of that cliff by choice. And this kayaker
to get away
was
from
like,
everyone.
Hang on, I bring you back to the lads. Let's get a baby into you.
Yeah.
Absolute mare for the poor sheep.
She's like, I'm just chilling here. I'm very
She's
happy.
She's like, I'm watching the scenery. Thank you, sir. But anyway, so she was named after another sheep in New Zealand. Well, not named after him, but named with him. He was called Shrek.
Oh,
so she was like...
Shrek and Fiona. Sorry, I was like, where's the... Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Mm. Have you heard of those crazy kids? Those ogres who made it work despite all the odds? So anyway, they named her because of that. Because of he was Shrek and she became Fiona. When she arrived to the farm that she's in Dumfries, she was not in great condition and also significantly overweight, this article says, which I'm saying, can we leave Fiona alone? Like, can she not just be fat on the side of a cliff and just look at the view?
Just let her be happy.
Like, now all of a sudden she has twins. Like, it's been a substantial amount of change for her. Apparently it was just announced earlier in the year that she was pregnant and she'd given birth to these twins. So
it's very from my farming experience.
Please.
When I was growing up on a sheep farm, helping out my neighbour's sheep farm a lot. Two is very small.
Yes, they do be having quadruplets and everything.
Yeah, you could even five.
So really,
two is small. No, it's great. I'm delighted for her. If she's kind of slow with, you know, human contact and is really into it, two's good. She could have been worse off. You know,
she could have been a mother of five.
Yeah.
And then apparently, because my auntie's a sheep farmer in Cork as well.
Is
and
she?
So we actually helped out a lot over COVID because we kind of lived there for the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh my God, gas.
Husband. It was gas.
Like, oh my God, so fun. I loved it. They were some of my favourite days growing up my whole life. I just loved it. The deal was that we kept our pony on their land and then us, we
relatable.
It's different in the country. It's not a sign of wealth in the country at all. Everyone has... goes around the place on a horse.
On horseback. Same in Crumlin, to be fair, actually.
And the deal was then we would help out a lot in the farm. So, like, lambing season, shearing season.
It's the best. They're the funnest animals
they're
to help
beautiful.
With.
They're beautiful. I love them.
There's, like, less of an allure. Like, my auntie also has cows. And when you're, like, standing in a gap to, like, stop the cows going down a lane, it's just not
scary.
The same as, like, feeding a baby lamb. I remember, actually, we were chasing this sheep who was, like, about to give birth to a lamb.
Oh, God.
And she was running.
Why were you chasing her?
Because we could see the lamb coming out.
Oh, it was like, girl, stop running.
And we were like, oh my God, stop. We caught her and it was like, oh, I don't know if this lamb is going to be okay. The lamb was perfect. It was so special. Mm. Dwayne, my husband, actually like gave up eating lamb for, I mean, he has it still sometimes now. We're like 5 years out from the pandemic. But for a good while, he was like, I can't eat them. They frolic too freely.
They're
in
so
the field.
Beautiful.
But yeah, so apparently as well, I learned this on the farm. There's a risk that the mom might not accept
the
babies. Mm. But Fiona has. She nuzzled in, gave them a lick. Despite being lonely and despite not wanting to be around lambs.
I love that you developed this whole narrative about Fiona just not wanting human company rather than she got stuck at the side of a cliff and couldn't get back.
Apparently the farmer who owns her says she doesn't take to the other sheep.
Okay.
She doesn't like socialising. And like, she's also helped front a mental health awareness campaign around the issue of loneliness in farming.
Aww.
So it's very much her brand.
Good for her.
But now she's a mother. Okay, things have changed and I'm taking a leaf out of her book. I don't like being around people either, but I will be around my child.
I hope the two little lambs are called Emma and Dave.
Oh, cute. Oh my God, they should be.
We're going to be joined by Miles Smith after 9 o'clock this morning. Woo! Miles Smith from the massive song Stargazing. Everyone loves that. I know my friends, Ave. It's Ave and her fella's song.
Oh my God, do you remember having a song?
Oh, that's their song, that is. Anytime it comes on, they have to get up and have a little waltz.
Do you and Jack have a song?
No, Jack doesn't like music.
Oh, what? Okay. That's it. Ends that conversation right there.
I'd be like, what should you listen to on your run? He's like, I don't know.
Silence.
Just a podcast or something. He's no like preference music. Wow. Do you and Dwayne have a song?
Romantique. Maybe one of the songs from the wedding or something, probably.
Like, maybe one of the songs we chose for a wedding, White, maybe. Yeah. Anyway, he's on the show after 9 o'clock this morning. New song out with Niall Horan. We'll play for that for you as well. For now, though, I understand what I'm about to say might rub people up the wrong way. So just work with me for a second and realize, you know, we are who we are. We were all raised going to mass and everything. Personally, I would not feel like a religious person at all. And I know my granny's probably upset with me now saying that. However, there is one saint and one saint that makes me go, maybe I need to go back to mass, because he's on the ball every bloody time. For context, I wear 3 rings most days. Callum knows how obsessed I am with my rings, because about a year ago, 2 years ago maybe, I went home and my granny had given me a ring and I had it on my hand for about a year, 2 years.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't find it. I had Callum check the cameras, who was still in the building, to say, was I wearing my ring this morning?
Oh, God.
Just to check. So like, I freak out because I know I'm not someone who's good at minding stuff.
Yeah.
As in, I've always been told that that's who I am. I try really hard, but I am a bit clumsy, right? So I have 3 rings at the moment on my hand, say this morning. One's my Clada, one's from my friend Emer, one's from my mom that she gave me last Christmas.
Yeah.
And 4 days ago, I looked down. I was just about to go to sleep and I was just putting my hands up to my face because I sleep like a baby.
Gorgeous.
And I was like, oh, why is this so comfy? Why is there not a ring digging into my face? Where are my rings, right? So I tried to retrace my steps. I was like, would I have taken them off going for a shower? Maybe, just to get a good scrub-a-dub-dub. But I couldn't think of any other reason why I would have taken off my rings. I hadn't done fake tan or anything. So this has been going on now for 3 days. And I've searched the house upside down, inside out. Searched the car upside down, inside out. And I was so desperate last night. You know when you actually can't focus?
Oh,
I was
yeah.
Where the hell are my rings? And I knew, I was quietly confident that they were somewhere together, because I was like, it's not like one ring is missing. The 3 of them,
yeah,
I
you
obviously
taken
took
them off all at
somewhere.
Once.
So I said, you know what I haven't done in a while? I haven't chatted to my pal Anto.
Yeah.
I.e. St. Anthony.
Check in.
So I walked into the kitchen and I said a proper prayer, right? Proper, like, bless myself. Fully was like, I believe in you, man. Like, and I even gave him a full Our Father, right? As well. I said,
does he like those? Because they're not about him.
I know, I was wondering, but I just thought, I know it off the top of my head. I want to show that I'm making an effort here.
You're like, this is what I've got.
I explained to him why the rings are important to me. I just asked him for a little bit of guidance as to where they were. I finished my prayer. I walked into the sitting room. I checked the, what's it called, the fireplace? Yeah. And there they were.
Like on the mantelpiece?
Yeah, the mantelpiece. They were just there.
No way.
When I said, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. Walked to the sitting room and went, oh, there they are. And I was just about to continue my day. And I said, I better say thanks to the man.
Oh, God. So you're doing the full choreo again.
I just want to say, you prove yourself time and time again. I believe in you. I respect you. I'll throw a few bob in a box for you. Thank you for your time and for your hard work. It's unbelievable. I feel like when you say a prayer to St. Anthony, right? And again, I'm saying all this as someone who doesn't consider themselves religious, right? There's like some kind of a gravitational pull towards an area.
Yes.
You get off, and it's probably, maybe it's all in your head, but you get off the prayer, you get off the phone to him, right? And you just feel like, I think I should enter this room.
Yeah.
And
no, 100%.
That bralette or that Apple Watch or whatever it's just been out of your sight is there. Anyone else?
I feel like St. Anthony and the Child of Prague are the aspects of Catholicism that are a bit woo-woo. Like they're not they're not as strict a part of organized religion. Like you can you don't have to be like at mass every Sunday to appreciate that they do work.
Right. Okay.
Anthony's like, don't worry if you haven't been in a while. Here's where you're AirPod is. I will sort that for
He's
you.
He's probably like, oh, job's in. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. delighted for the work.
So I probably should have done the Our Father then. Just would have been like, more so just how are you keeping, man?
It's never any harm.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Now, did you see this? And some people are giving this a lot of stick, and I actually fully disagree. I think it's a great idea. Asda, now this is obviously in the UK, they're offering single people a chance to find romance in store on Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day tomorrow, one and all. Valentine's Day tomorrow.
Do not forget.
No, don't forget.
If you need to go to the petrol station and get a bouquet of flowers, just do it.
So basically, these stores will provide these special red baskets to signal you're open to talk. Now, over the years, we've seen loads of different initiatives from supermarkets to try and encourage people to meet. Because a lot of people, there's a lot of rides in supermarkets doing their weekly shop. And it's not exactly traditionally the place to stop and talk to strangers.
Combo, yeah.
Yeah, not really. But they're trying to make it a little bit more, I suppose, safe in that environment to feel like you can approach people. And to be honest with you, I was single for so long. If there was a red basket hanging around any of the shops, I'd be running for it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm single. I'm on the meat aisle. Hello. I'm still single on the cereal aisle. Hello. I'm still single on the bread aisle.
It'll be you at the customer service desk taking the tannoy, being like, hi, I'm just shopping.
Just letting you know, I've got a red basket. It's red.
If you want my number, it is here. I'll just shout it out.
I swear to God, I was like anything but Tinder.
100%
for Tinder. So again, I'm into this. A lot of people are giving us so much hate online. I'm like, get a grip. You're obviously not single if you're saying
exactly.
that. Yeah, get yourself on Hinge there for a week and come back to me.
Yeah, live and tell me in my shoes.
Exactly. But look, there was a survey done of 2,000 UK adults, and I found that 64% have fancied someone at their local supermarket. 87% would rather meet someone in real life rather than on a dating app. Yep. 76% think a supermarket is a good place to meet a partner. And look, we all know that making the first move is really nerve-wracking. I'd be proud as punch going around at my red basket. What's
oh my
the
God.
Issue?
Sorry, like obviously it's great to meet someone and also great to combine two things that you need to tick off your list.
Exactly.
We all need to do our groceries. We all need to meet someone. Do both at once. Mm-hmm.
I'd say you can tell a lot about someone's basket as well.
Exactly.
So true. It's such a great conversation starter.
Yeah, yeah. What are you doing with the breadsticks? Do you want to eat them alone? I've got a hummus in mine.
You're on the protein yogurt, are you?
If you want to come over for a dip. Don't say, that was a dirty joke, Fiona.
Well, that is beautiful in its own way.
I have suggestions for other businesses across Dublin and beyond. If you want to jump on this trend, you need to get your marketing team busy today because Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm passionate about the cause and I have some suggestions for you in order to make maybe some kind of event or something to kind of help singles out on Valentine's Day, all right? I met a girl yesterday who's like, I'm single today, I want to spend the day in bed. I was like, no, get yourself to Asda. Here's Sabrina Carpenter, you're on Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
It is Valentine's Day tomorrow. You've been warned, okay? And I was just saying that I'm totally backing this idea that Asda are doing this Valentine's Day. They want to kind of highlight being single for people being single and give them an opportunity to find romance and make that a little bit easier for people. So when you go into Asda, you might have your regular basket. I'm not sure what colour it is because famously we don't have Asdas here. Let's say
would it be green?
Blue or green? Yeah. But they're also offering these red baskets and it says, it's clearly signed, if you take a red basket, it shows that you want to highlight that you're single and maybe other people in the shop are doing the same and then
I
you
love
might...
It.
Like, it's a great way. You'd literally immediately smile at each other and be like, oh, hey, yeah. Do you know?
Exactly.
Even if you're...
You'd be like, oh... Took the red basket.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can even approach it in a way of like, this is gas. Like,
exactly.
You know, it's awkward or whatever, but either way, it gets the conversation going.
If you're a 60-year-old woman and you take a basket and there's a 20-year-old young fella, you'll just have a bit of a giggle. Do you know what I mean?
Like,
but either way, it's a good way just to chat and interact with people. I'm totally behind it. I was single for so long. I was on every app under the sun. I went through every phase of every app experience that anyone goes through in terms of deleting it, starting again, hating it. I'd say to find Jack, I'd spend €200 on Hinge, to be honest.
Oh, 100%.
Boost me again. I gave that app a fortune over the years. Anyway, if you're sitting there this morning and you're like, this Asda idea is making a lot of headlines, we should probably be doing something, guys. A last minute panic meeting, perhaps, with the marketing team. IKEA.
Okay.
Build and bond.
Oh, that's like immediate divorce. I feel like before you've even started a conversation, like there's nothing to end a relationship more than trying to construct a bit of IKEA furniture
but
together.
Maybe it's a great way to start it off. Is like, do we work together? Do we work well as a team? Are we good at following instructions, etc.? It's an evening tomorrow, fill the place with a few drinks, get all the singles in, assemble a few flat packs. And just see what happens. You could build a bed and then see what happens.
Well, I suppose, then it's handy. Yeah, you're in the right place for that, I suppose.
McDonald's should be on this, encouraging McFlurry mingles.
Oh, cute. Okay.
Gather around, get your McFlurry, bring your own spoon, but you have to share.
Oh. Isn't that nice? And you shake it up together. Maybe. Instead of it going into the shaker machine, you both hold it and manually shake and everything jiggles.
Do cinemas ever do these things? Because I was thinking about it this morning, but I'm like, it probably already exists. Do they ever do like singles only rows in the cinema or anything like that?
Oh, they could, but then does everyone say, like, imagine producer Callum goes that, he'd be like, be quiet, no one talk to me.
Yeah, no, like, cinema is an awful date, especially like an awful first date, because you can't get to know each other. You're in a dark room.
No, but in the scary bit, you can hold a little arm or something.
That's true. Probably. Maybe if it was like, it's like one of those like viewings for babies. It's like, just so you know, people will be talking at this and maybe more.
Okay. I did see something online. It was ages ago of like this escalator dating thing. It was some naff thing I saw on Instagram, but I was thinking it's actually a great idea. Somewhere like Arnott's. Just do escalator eye contact dating.
Yeah.
So you put the singles at the bottom and the top. And if you crack a smile and you break eye contact, you got to go and have a
little
chat. You
have to yeet over the escalator and start going in the other direction.
On social media, if you are willing to be this brazen, put a symbol around your profile picture tomorrow encouraging some DM sliding.
Oh, Defo. God, a bit like LinkedIn, open to work.
Yeah.
Open to dating.
I think it's a good idea, though. Callum, I'm telling you, when I was single for so long, I would have done, like, I remember meeting a girl in Ranelagh at McSorley's one night, having a boogie with her. She was single as well. We were chatting about the state of affairs in the single world.
Yeah.
And she had said, there's this speed dating thing that's happening in a few months. Do you want to go? And she texted me about it. She followed up. We were meant to go. It was completely sold out 3 months in advance.
Yeah. Wow. They pack out.
Don't they?
This is the thing. You're scared of being cringe. You're scared of putting yourself out there. But also, no one wants to do it online anymore.
Exactly.
And everyone's lonely. So come on.
Exactly.
1038. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. I like where this is going. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station. On it, on it.
Hello there, how are you? Welcome to the weekend, kind of, I guess. On a Friday morning, really?
Oh my God, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Friday's a write-off for anyone. If anyone has any meetings today, by the way, that should be cancelled.
There's loads of meetings on Fridays. Really? Yeah.
Report that to HR. Yeah. No meetings on a Friday or a Monday, I feel like should be the rules. Pack them all in midweek.
I think that a meeting passes a bit of time for people, though. If it's in their diary, it's like, well, that's 11 to 12 sort.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Not to brag or anything, I was in the newspaper this week.
Ooh.
I was in the hard print paper. Not for like winning a like colouring competition or anything, which is probably the last time I was in there, aged 6, not like aged 32 or anything. I this lady from the Examiner interviewed me about my wedding.
How cool.
It was really, really cool.
You celeb.
Yeah, and I feel like I just waffled on and she popped it in there. So hopefully it read okay. But it was the Examiner, which is a Cork newspaper. And my husband, Dwayne, who didn't feature that heavily because really the day was about me and they wanted to interview me, not him. So the pictures I picked were mostly of me. The discussion I had was mostly about me. But he was in like loads of shops looking for it. And he was like, I bought the newspaper and I looked through the whole thing. Like, where are we? What page are we on? He bought the Independent.
Oh.
I was like, brilliant. great to support print newspaper, but that's not what we're in. So he couldn't find it anywhere. So now it exists only in our hearts and in our memories.
Oh, you don't have a copy?
I think his mom got a copy because she lives in Cork.
Come here, what day was it in the paper?
Wednesday.
Oh, it's such a shame because the papers come in here every day.
I wonder, did that one come in?
I'd say it would have, but it's probably in recycling now.
Which is good. It's good to remember that we, as a company, recycle. That's the main positive spin I
could
put on all of this.
Didn't you say about the interview that you waffled on the phone about your wedding day thinking that, like, you know, the journalist would take what you're saying and, like, form it into, like, well-rounded sentences? But the waffle just got printed.
Yeah. It's like, I went to the shop and then I had my wedding and I wore a white dress and I put on a veil. It reads like Lily Allen's new album,
really?
Is what I'm saying, which is the dream.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky, tricky, tricky.
We want to give away €1,000. We need to give away the fuzzy charger snooty. We want to give it away as well, of course. But we need to get a score of 4 or above today, or else John, who was on yesterday, takes the win. On to give this a lash this morning is Kieran on his way to work. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
No, not much. Just chill out, really.
No, Valentine's plans.
We're going on holiday soon. So.
Oh, lovely. Where are you going on holidays?
We're going to Lanzarote. Stunning.
Oh, that would be a so bit fab. Of winter sun. We need it. It's meant to be lovely there at the moment, actually.
That's it. So a bit of change from what we're having over here.
I know. Have you got mad cabin fever like everybody else?
Yeah.
I know. Meant to get a lot brighter, but very cold over the weekend. You could come in and swoop the fuzzy charge snooty this morning. In case you don't know the rules, and maybe you listening don't know the rules, 55 seconds are about to go on the clock, and Fiona's going to ask Kieran 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. Won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, Kieran. That cost someone out yesterday, so bear that in mind. If you don't know the answer, it is well worth giving it a guess, because we know that every answer will be a number between 1 and 10. If you top the leaderboard in a few minutes, you're going to win the fuzzy charge snooty. If you get all 10 questions correct, you will win €1,000 on the spot. The score to beat at the moment is John's score of 4. How do you think you're going to do? Are you confident?
Yeah, I'd say normally about 5 or 6 when I play along. So
okay,
now it's
well,
probably different when you're actually playing and listening to it under pressure.
Well, don't talk yourself out of no. it, yeah. Kieran.
I go for the 10.
Yeah, go for the 10, for God's sake. It's Friday the 13th. Lucky Friday the 13th, and we are rooting for you. All right, how are you feeling? Are you ready to go?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay, let's do this thing. 3, 2, 1, start the clock. How many goals were scored in the Brentford versus Arsenal match last night?
2.
If something was open all day, every day, it would be described as 24 what?
7.
The word number contains how many letters?
6.
Complete the name of this TV show, Star Trek Deep Space what?
9.
What is 25 divided by 5?
5.
Clontarf and Fairview are in which Dublin postal district?
Dublin.
Just for your guess, to call the emergency services in America, you'd ring 911 what?
1.
The TV show Hannah Montana ran for how many seasons?
Pass if you need.
4.
To score a spare in bowling, how many pins do you need to knock down in 2 attempts?
10.
Time there.
Okay. 2 attempts.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Well, how did you think you got on this morning, Kieran?
Yeah, I think I've done all right, actually. Hopefully.
Well, you did easier than you thought.
Yeah, okay. It was just sort of panicking trying to think of what number to say.
I actually think, do you know what? Like, yeah, let's just first of all, tot up your score.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Straight
well
away.
Done, Kieran, coming in and storming it of a Friday.
You've won the fuzzy charge snooty, man.
Unbelievable.
Ah, brilliant.
Yay.
Thanks very much.
Only one question caught you out before we ran out of time. Clontarf and Fairview, in which Dublin postal district? I think you said 2.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the answer there was 3. And then, unfortunately, you were out of time, but you were right in terms of to score a spare in Spalding. How many pins do you need to knock down in 2 attempts? That was a tricky question, a bit of maths involved, but the answer was 10. You were right, but we were out of time. Oh my God, I think that bloody Clontarf and Fairview question, and you did take your time, which is worth your while because you got the questions right, but we could have got a 10 this morning.
We could have. I apologise because I think I was a bit tongue-tied. I've just gotten word that we can check with you, would you have gotten the final question out of interest. Do you want to try it, Kieran?
Yeah, I'll try it.
Okay, the Mario Kart game released for the Nintendo Switch in 2017 was called Mario Kart what Deluxe?
I think, did I say 6?
You did say 6, with the word number contains how many letters. The answer there was 8. At least
that's
we
okay.
know now. Look,
hey,
grand wasn't
it? Yeah, no. Grand. That's good to know. So.
Snooty is all yours. Have a lovely weekend and enjoy your holiday in a few weeks' time.
Yes, enjoy, Lanza. Don't bring the snooty over there. Well, maybe. You never know, actually. Have a good one.
Bye. Cheers. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Talk to you later. If you want to take it on Monday, we're back to a blank leaderboard. It's all to play for. And obviously, if you get 10 questions correct, you win a grand.
Exactly. The 3 streak is over.
Yes, thankfully. Mm. Message us the word tricky to get on to play on Monday, 087 711 1038. You can do that at any stage over the weekend and we'll find you.
Spins Bully Charge.
Recharged.
Recharged.
This is usually the time of the week and the day that Dave ranks his favourite niche things from 5 to 1. He's done transition science in between Hannah Montana scenes. He's done transition science in between 2 and a Half Men scenes. He's done favourites that aren't transition science in between anything. What are we going to do while he's off in the Alps or wherever he is? I don't know. I guess I'll take it a whack. I welcome you in to Fiona Ranks this week, and it's a good one. Fiona Ranks, songs that make you say,
"It's very sad."
Yes, it is Fiona Ranks, songs that make you say, "It's very sad."
Very sad
and
song, though.
Shout out, by the way, if you don't know what that clip is from, me and Dave quote it a lot.
It's very sad.
It's Dublin comedian Few Cans, a.k.a. Meg Riley, a video about books and TV shows her mom reads. Like, it's about a woman. And she's alone in the lighthouse. It's very sad.
Very sad.
It's very sad.
So we're going to be using that a lot today because there's a lot of very sad guys and girls in the charts at the moment. Apt that we just came in from the weekend. Cry.
For me.
For me. It's like a lot of songs that make me say, oh my goodness gracious, very, very sad altogether. I was talking about this during the week in the office with our friend Emer, and she was saying, oh my God, like you should do the Frey, how to save a life. But I thought, like, if we get into one throwback song, we'll open up a can of worms. It's just going to be too general.
Are you doing songs around at the moment that are just very sad?
Songs that are just very sad. We're focusing on people who have been very sad in 2025 and 2026.
I like that. Yeah, that's why even when Bruno Mars released the song I Just Might, I was like, oh, thank God, a bit of positivity.
I know, we really need it. Mm. So I'm sure it will come as a shock to no one that Lewis Capaldi features in this list 3 times. And without further ado, let's get into it. Now, the first song, it ranks in number 5 because you think it's going to be sad because of the name, but it's actually not that sad.
Okay.
It's this.
I do think there's too many references to like funeral things, like we buried.
Sorry, if you don't know, that's Dermot Kennedy and Funeral. And when I saw the song on the playlist, I was like, oh, here we bloody go.
A song called Funeral.
It's very sad. But he's actually saying, we held a funeral for heartache.
So we let it go.
He's saying heartache is dead. So in that case, maybe it's not very sad.
Oh, it's very hard to know, but I think when you're calling a song Funeral,
it's very sad.
We move on to number 4. It's this. Do you know what I mean? Ah, come on.
Are you finished, Sienna?
It's very sad.
Sienna, so sad. What could we say to that? Sienna Sparrow, 20 years old. Why do you need to be dying on any hill?
That's the name of the song, Die on This Hill.
And she means it. And you know what we'd say?
That is just...
It's very sad.
It's very sad. We move on to our Lewis Capaldi trio. He has been having an absolute mare. Now, I know he has obviously overcome personal life struggles. And to be fair, I think in his real life, he's having a ball. He's just been in the new Taylor Swift video. Mm. He's always great crack online. And I think he's a great guy.
I think the problem with Lewis, if I may say, he can't seem to break out of this success story. He knows that if he writes a sad song, it's going to go well.
Yeah.
It's like, you need to mix it up, man, and explore that voice in other types of music, because it's just getting a bit samey now, in my personal opinion.
No, I know what you mean. I guess from his standpoint, he's like, he knows what his fans want, and his fans want songs that are...
It's very sad.
Very sad. So let's go with number 3. Very sad.
It really
is. Very sad.
That's Something in the Heavens, Lewis Capaldi, and it takes on themes of loss and discovering the glimmer of hope that remains.
An observation from 5 to 3, we've had Funeral, we've had Die on This Hill, we've had Heaven.
Something in the Heavens.
Yeah, it's a lot going on.
And now we move on to something that could be considered a bit more optimistic. I swear to God I'll survive. Okay. If it kills me,
Mention of the word kill in there.
Of course.
But I understand what you mean. A bit more of a positive sentiment. I'm going to survive. Not exactly.
No, things are looking up. He swears to God he'll survive, which is why I'm confused about number one.
Because he released that single.
Yeah.
And then he followed up immediately.
With this.
With this. On the day
that I die. Okay.
Oh, good Lord. Tell my mother I was smiling.
Cause I know that she'll be crying. It's number one in a list that is, by all accounts,
very sad.
So is it a win, really? Lewis, are you okay? We're always available for a chat.
Mm.
And
he likes popping up on this show for a chat, and he's always in great form. I know what you mean, girl. Thank God that there is more positivity coming through at the moment. But overall, like, and you know what? With this weather, we just don't need things to be like very sad.
No, we don't. Thanks. That was Fiona.
Right,
Fiona
Ranks. Let's pick each other up. Here's Jisoo and Zayn. This is called Eyes Closed on Spin.
Oh. How are you doing? Oh. All right, welcome on in. Okay, you might remember a couple of weeks ago on the show, we did a rap battle of sorts. Myself, Emma and Dave went head to head. This was inspired by, on our podcast, Spins Fully Charged Recharge, we spontaneously burst into rap. Was it Lose Yourself, Eminem?
It was.
And we kind of thought, we can all spit a verse. And we all picked a rap verse that we were convinced we kind of knew off by heart. And put ourselves to the test. It went well, and we kind of thought we need to be more expressive in that area on the show. We need to be spitting rhymes. Maybe we need to be writing our own.
Mm. And it's what the people want, I think.
Question mark. Mm. You can let us know, of course. And we thought no better week than Valentine's week
to spit a few beats.
Yeah, to get a bit
creative.
Drop
it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's roasting, which I recommend you to do. Like, get the celebrations going early. And right into tomorrow. If you are lastminute.com with Valentine's Day, or if you're a bit of a skeptic about it, you're a bit cynical, you don't believe in it, you're kind of like, oh yeah, I have got my Mrs. a Valentine's Day card, but I don't know what to put in it. We have put our writing chops to the test this week in the form of Valentine's poems.
Yes.
A bit of a roses are red, violets are blue moment. This morning I brought Emma a few different topics, and I said, let's write a poem on each. The topics are as follows. First of all, very relevant to the two of us. Sports.
Yay.
Could Thanks. Mean anything.
Yay, sports. That's great.
And then we thought, what does everyone else like? They like deli items. They like stuff from the deli.
Yeah.
They like chicken fillet rolls. They like sausage rolls and jambons.
As you can imagine, quite an eclectic mix of topics that landed on my desk this morning.
She was delighted with this, by the way. Oh, my God.
5 past 6 on a Friday. What else do you need? Write 6 poems there about these random topics. Do you know what? Happy Friday, one and all.
Write 6 poems about a jambon, please, Emma. That's grand, isn't it? We thought, okay, let's make it a bit girlier. We'll do skincare.
Mm.
Then, relevant to me, we thought, let's write some poems on labour. The miracle of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we said Dublin in general. Mm. Let's write some poems on that.
Rephrase. You said.
We did it together.
No, it landed on my desk this morning.
I'm
all right.
Sorry, Em. Look, we're going to kick this off. We'll give you a little taster of what's to come. Will we reveal perhaps one of our sports poems?
Okay. You kick it off.
Okay. This is based on the Winter Olympics. Thank you very much. Roses are red. My skis are thin. I'm sorry I cheated when we were 3 months in. That's about the Norwegian man who is an Olympian and he cheated on his girlfriend.
No
he
explaining
told everyone
your,
about it.
No explaining your poems midway through.
Sorry. No explanation provided.
Is that the end of your poem?
Yeah. Rose blue.
Right.
I've got another one in the sports category.
No, it's okay. It's grand. That's grand. It's because it fills me with confidence as I go forward. Here's my sports poem. Roses are red. I'm filled with dread because of the football. It's always on, lol. I miss Schitt's Creek and winning streak. But when Mbappe's playing, I ain't complaining.
Ooh. Okay, girls. Very, very good.
4 categories to come. Inspiration for your Valentine's Day cards. Perhaps. This is Spin.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged. Are you well?
Oh dearie D.
It's very sad.
Very sad. It's 7:45. You're listening to Spin.
Good morning. If you are buying your Valentine's cards for your loved ones, we are helping you out with some poems that you can insert inside with a selection of topics and themes that I have chosen for myself and Emma.
Putting me very much under pressure this morning. The categories Fiona gave me to write Rose the Red poems about are deli items, Dublin, football, labour and skincare. Really romantic topics, you know.
So romantic. Mm. All right, will we get going with the deli ones?
Let's do deli. Okay, off you go.
Okay. Roses are red. Kisses are free. Jambons are flaky. But I'll never be. Or you could go with roses are red. This poem is true. I'd give up butter and mayo for you.
Oh, that's
skinny
lovely.
Legend.
I've gone with roses are red. I need to be fed. I'm joining the queue. I'll take a jambon or two. One for a starter, one for a main, and throw in a few wedges. Have you seen all that rain?
Can you tell we're big fans of jambons?
Yes.
Here on the show.
We did not discuss, and both have mentioned jambons.
Jambons for life.
All right, Fiona, about to give birth in the coming weeks. Shall we move on to labour?
Let's move on to labour. All right. Roses are red. My cervix is pink. Maybe it'll dilate if you buy me a drink.
Oh, my God.
Or you could do roses are red. This is less rotten. Roses are red. Childbirth is sore. I'll love my baby, but I love you more.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? A bit of nasty, a bit of cute.
Yeah, cute. Okay. I feel like I misread the instruction this morning because I'm realizing that my poems are not very romantic.
That's okay. I don't think we'd be calling childbirth romantic particularly, but it's how it can end. So be careful.
I've gone with roses are red. I need a thread or a good wax. No, not for sex. I'm going into labor. Do me a favor. Give me your seat. I ain't feeling petite. Yeah, I miss the romance side of this. I apologize.
No, it's okay. You have to be practical when it comes to childbirth as well. All right, what do you want to do next?
Let's go with Dublin.
Dublin. Roses are red. The spire is tall. I promise to catch you whenever you fall.
Oh, that's so nice.
Maybe you'd like roses are red. Violets are blue. I'd brave the queue for Bambino with you.
Oh, Fiona. Oh, guys, mine suck. These are so nice.
Stop them.
I've gone with roses are red, but I want tulips instead. Straight to Grafton Street. There I will greet the flower sellers, amazing storytellers, full of fun and wit, daffs and sweet violets.
Gorgeous. I don't know how it'll fit in a card. You'll be writing on the back as well. But no bother. Okay, skincare. If your girlie is a skincare queen, you can write this in her card. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I'd inject salmon sperm under my eyes for you. Thank you. It's a skin treatment, I'm allowed to say.
It is.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. My heart burns like an LED red lamp mask for you. Thank you.
Damn, that's so good. I've gone with something very non-romantic. I missed the memo, lads. I've gone, roses are red. Would you lie down on that bed? Look at that pimple. Oh, don't be a wimple. I'll give it a pop. Grab the mop. Just a little squeeze. Oh, would you let me, please?
That is a wop. A wet-ass pimple. Grab a bucket and a mop.
Guys, we're just trying to provide some inspiration on the show. We're just trying to help you out, you know?
Let us know if you use any of them.
Here's Doechii. You're on Spin.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
I hope you have some nice plans for the weekend. Absolute joy in our office yesterday because we celebrated Fat Thursday.
So good.
Fat Thursday. This is a tradition, a Polish tradition predominantly, that I had never heard about before until yesterday when there was the most incredible donuts and sweets and jellies and chocolate all around the office. So basically, it's the tradition where they eat as many sweetened, fried or fired or like just bold food as possible.
Yeah.
It's all again like a Christian tradition before Lent kicks off. But guys, we need to take a look at ourselves. Pancake Tuesday just ain't it.
It's too limiting. It's too limiting.
Too limiting.
I know pancakes are versatile, but Fat Thursday can be literally anything, any food.
Once
with
it's
fat
a fatty
in it.
Food, then get it in your gob.
It's so good. The
I'm
donuts.
I'm so on board. Tell me about the donuts. I didn't actually have one.
Oh my god, they were so good. They were like really bready. Mm. What's remaining in our office now is just the box that the donuts were in,
with and all like the glaze.
Yeah, the glaze. So they were like bready, and they had this like really thick, delicious glaze that was almost crunchy when you bit in. And then in the middle, I think some had custard. I had a jam one. I think our boss Nick was saying they were cherry jam because he was saying he doesn't like that, and I was like, that's such a specific thing to not like.
Cherry jam.
That tastes yum. My god, it was absolutely stunning. And then I was around like chatting to people afterwards in the office, and I like later realized I had the icing all down myself. But it's hard to escape the belly at the moment. Like a lot of food lands there. I regret nothing. It's what the Fat Thursday gods would want.
It's all about, yeah. But honestly, I was in the shops yesterday and they're all selling all the pancake bits, and I was like, this is nothing on Fat Thursday.
Sell the fat.
Your number one hit music station.
Guys, very Valentine's themed show this morning.
That's okay.
But I think that's fine. I think that's allowed. two things I love. Love and a long form story time video on TikTok.
Nice.
Both excellent. And I like,
shut up, my show is on.
No, literally. Yeah. Like I want to sit there for 10 minutes and watch this random person talk about inconsequential drama that will never affect
would
me.
Would you be a 1.5, a 2, or would you sit there and watch it in one speed?
In one speed. I'd be 1.5 for voice notes and stuff, but for my stories on TikTok, I watch them as the good Lord intended. So I came across this video yesterday. The account is Galty Harmony Celeb Furniture. He's also known as Galty Bus Hire.
Okay.
It's a man called Mick, okay? And he offers a party bus service that somehow spans Limerick, Tipperary and Cork.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of driving.
He's flat out, is Mick. And as you can imagine, if he's covering all those counties, the accent is very thick, okay? And he took to TikTok this week. His TikTok presence is gas. He's really, really marketing his business well. But he was doing a little story time, giving lads advice ahead of Valentine's Day based on an experience that he had last year.
Okay.
Now, the accent, it's strong.
Okay.
And I was thinking, we do have an Englishman in our midst, producer Callum. And of course, that's we have... Me. Yes, hello. And of course we have Emma, who's from the country herself. Mm-hmm. So I thought, like, between the two of you could probably decipher what he's saying.
Do you, as a Shank Hill girl, only know what he's saying based on the
captions?
There are no, well, there were no captions.
Oh, right, okay.
And thank you. All my family are from the deep depths of West Cork. So
okay.
I feel like I could decipher a little right. bit.
There's not many accents that I struggle with, but when there is a real thick one, like sometimes when you hear it on the news or something, I'm like, I have no clue what.
And you know, like the thing about this video, he probably did code switching. Like he was probably like, I'll do my less thick accent like for the masses. Okay.
Let's have a listen, will we?
Yeah. So first, I'll just tell you, he's a bus driver. He's telling you about his night on Valentine's night last year, picking up some people from a social gathering in town.
And I was picking up a crowd. There was a big crowd there, no music inside in town.
Right.
Okay, there was a big crowd there with music inside?
In where?
In the bus.
No.
Okay.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
And I was picking up a crowd. There was a big crowd there, no music inside in town.
I don't know. That.
There was a big crowd there. There was music inside in town.
Oh, okay. So there was town and there was music in town.
There was music
and
there was town. Okay.
I love his voice, by the way. I could listen to that all day. It's lovely.
Well, please give a Galty Bus Hire a follow. He picked up the crowd, including a young lad who sat in the front. Now, there's loads of people coming out of the pub, and the guy who's sitting in the front sees a girl that he knows.
And the next thing, he saw this girl coming anyway, and Margaret, I think.
He saw this girl called Margaret.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, yeah.
Okay. Very
easy
good.
Easy enough. You're kind of explaining it all already.
I know, but maybe I'm over-explaining. Okay, so things are going well with Margaret. They're chatting away, and the guy is subtly communicating to Mick, like, I think I'm in here.
Giving me to see he was alongside me, so he giving me the old boy making progress here, Mick, kind of thing. See? And the wink.
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Okay, I definitely got something about a wink. and he's making progress.
Yeah. What happened?
Giving him the elbow.
Yeah. Because the guy was sitting up the front with Mick, and there was two seats, and he has Margaret sitting beside him.
Sorry,
there.
Just for the joy of Mick's voice, I have to hear that again.
Giving me to see he was alongside me, so he giving me the elbow, making progress, he'll make kind of thing.
And a wink and a nod.
So the other fella is saying, "I'm doing well.
I'm doing well.
Okay. I'm in here with Margaret."
Like, Mick sees it all. Okay, so the guy in the front of the car kind of says to Mick, "Drop everyone off before us. Okay, leave just me and Margaret in the car." And then Margaret stops off at a petrol station. She wants to go to the bathroom, and the guy is like, "Mick, what's my next move here? What do I do?" And Mick gives him a bit of advice.
I said, "Ask her what way does she like her eggs in the morning. You know, help us after."
Okay, that one was an easy one. What way do you like your eggs in the morning? Hard, soft, whatever, but go on, Mick.
We love Mick. Okay, so the guy asks that, and Margaret says she likes her eggs medium, okay? Mm-hmm. And what happens next is such a curveball that it causes Margaret to text her friend, follow the bus, and get her friend to start flashing the bus and pick her up because she is immediately no longer interested.
Oh, no.
So this is a long one.
Okay.
She said, "The sausages and rashers are in the fridge, and the pen is in the drawer under the hob." He said, "And you go down through the hacket," he said, "down to the hen house to get the eggs." And he said, "If it's pouring rain, to be mucky enough down." He said, "Me mother's well, he's be in the hall."
You understand, Cam?
Something about going to get eggs down in the hen house. And
do you understand why she was done?
Because she was being invited over.
Because,
the mother.
Because he basically said,
listen again, one more time, okay? You have to get this.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, the girl is done on the back of what he said next.
Okay. He said, "The sausages and rashers are in the fridge, and the pen is in the drawer under the hob," he said, "and you go down through the hacket," he said, "down to the hen house to get the eggs." And he said, "If it's pouring rain, to be mucky enough down," he said, "me mother's well, he's be in the hall."
Do you get it?
He's telling her to make the breakfast for her.
And to wear his mom's
bold boy.
He was not happy at the end of that night.
I want Mick to be on this show.
Please.
Emma, Dave, Fiona and Mick. Please, you're on Spin. Friday morning, you're listening to Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Fiona, and we are absolutely buzzing to be joined this morning by Miles Smith.
Woohoo!
How are you, Miles?
I'm brilliant. How are you?
Yeah.
We're pretty good.
Not too bad. Before we go any further, I have a little bit of an apology to make to you, Miles. You might remember a few months ago you played the Olympia Theatre, a pretty iconic venue in Dublin. And it's gorgeous, isn't it? Really old building, yeah. Well, basically, I have many toxic traits, but one of them is that I'm a bit of a whooper and a cheerer, right? So I am overly supportive of anyone on stage. I'll do all the woo, 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 right? I just get very carried away, too enthusiastic.
Whether people need it or not.
Exactly. And so I was whooping and cheering for you all night. And then at one point you said, "Now everybody, you're probably directing it at me." Pretty much saying, "Everyone shut up. I'm going to do an acoustic song here. This one means a lot to me, etc., etc. Everyone take it down a peg or two." And I must apologize because I thought you were finished. Not taking the break for the final chorus. And someone in the audience must have recognized me from the breakfast show that I do here at
Spin. They recognize your whoop.
And someone in the crowd went, "Emma." And I'll never forget the shame. I wanted the ground to eat me up. And I don't know, but you managed to carry on with the lovely third verse, but I wanted to die. So I apologise for that. That was me.
No, it's okay. It's fine. It's just me singing about my dad leaving. It didn't hurt me at all.
Wow.
Was it,
Emma.
Yes,
okay.
It was about
didn't
his dad leaving.
It didn't hurt me at all.
You absolutely ruined the moment.
It was that song.
Terrible. Yeah.
I'm very sorry about that, Miles. I've really had a rain check on my behaviour since that moment. Promise.
Did you notice that, Miles? Were you like, is whooping when I'm trying
honestly,
it?
Honestly, I just wanted to cry and I wanted to die inside him. It hurt me a lot.
You made Miles Smith want to die.
Brilliant.
I'm glad you've reflected.
Joe, she's very sorry. She's very embarrassed about that.
I sit at every gig now with my finger on my lip like I'm in primary school.
She's paid her penance for that. So Miles, the new song out with Niall Horan, Drive Safe, out now. So we are interested because Niall Horan's been very quiet for a while. He's kind of been keeping a low profile. We're wondering, how did you get him out of his hibernation and get this collab to happen?
The irony of that, because he doesn't shut up, he could talk forever.
Oh, interesting.
No, he's the best person in the world. We sort of ended up speaking a lot sort of midway through last year, and I've been sitting on Drive Safe now for about 2 years, and I had like 60% of the song done, but I could never like bring myself to finishing it. And then, you know, I was playing back sort of all the songs I've written in the last year back to myself, and I was just like, you know what, this is one of those ones where I hate sending music to people, but I really think that he would be the person to help me unlock the song. And I sent it to him and he fell in love with it, and we got into a studio over in West London and just worked through it, and it turned it into what it is today.
Amazing. Oh, I love that. So you had Niall in mind, you were like, it's got to be him.
Yeah, I mean, I did try Beyonce. She said right. No, and Adele, she also said no. So
right, okay, okay. And open with that whenever you're telling Niall.
Let's
like
go to the good old Irish guy. He'll say yeah.
I was like, he'll probably take it.
He's not doing much, is he?
No. Yeah, he's on a quiet one. And have you been to Mullingar?
Where he's from in Ireland?
He has talked to me a lot about going, though. He said it's a beautiful place to bring all my mates here, and I make more sense when you go there. And I was like, okay.
Okay, cool. Yes. You need to know him in the context of the small Midlands village that he's from. That makes sense. That makes sense. Okay, very good.
Can I ask you, the song is called Drive Safe. At what age were you when you passed your driving test, Miles?
I passed straight away. Hey. At 17.
Me too. Yeah, I was a first timer.
Desperate.
Guys, shut up. I did mine 5 times, but just to make it more accessible for other people and let them know that it's okay to fail.
Yeah.
And that, you nice. Know, I really am driving safe though, because
yeah. That's amazing. That's
thank
amazing.
You.
Well, as we know, we've got a busy morning. Congratulations on the new single. Thanks for popping on with us. I suppose in terms of touring, Ed Sheeran is the big one in the States on the Loop Tour. That's from June. But no upcoming dates for yourself anywhere else. When are you planning on gigging again?
Me gigging again? You know what? I think when I have finished writing and got something together, which is hopefully at some point this year, I'll make sure that I'm touring it around the world.
I promise I won't ruin your set.
Oh, I mean, you've already done it, but it's okay. It's okay.
Can't go back in time on that one, unfortunately.
Miles, a pleasure. Thank you so much for chatting to us.
Awesome.
And whoop, whoop, whoop to you.
Yay. Thank you so much, Miles.
Spins fully charged. Recharged.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, 9:43. Welcome on in to the music game with no name. And I think that's the name we're going to go with because I like it now. I'm getting used to it.
It rhymes.
This week, Dave is not here. So Fiona and producer Callum are going to go head to head on this game. Fiona's had a pretty successful few weeks on this. Callum is chomping at the bit to give it a go. He thinks he's a lyrical genius. Basically, they have 3 rounds to get through, 3 songs each to listen to. And they need to identify lyrics from each and every song. A little bit of a twist on this compared to your normal lyric game, if I do say so myself. Fiona, we'll kick off with you with round number 1, please. Okay? You ready?
Yes.
In Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia, where was she when she was sitting alone?
I don't know. A tower? Yeah, tower.
Final answer?
Yeah. Just owning your power.
Well,
unimaginative.
I don't think I would have got that one.
And you are a Swiftie.
I know. I just couldn't put the lyric to the thing.
Well, that's why the game is hard.
I did deliberately give that one to Fiona because I thought Callum would just seem like I'm favouriting Callum.
No, clearly not.
Okay, Callum, your round number 1 track is this.
Okay.
In Mark Amber's song Belong Together, he compares how you and me belong together to what?
You and me belong together. Like cold ice cream in warmer weather.
Can you just confirm the lyrics you've
cold
said?
Cold ice cream in warmer weather.
Like cold iced tea.
Sickner. And you know you wouldn't give that to someone else.
Cold iced tea.
Iced tea. Ice cream.
Damn it! That's fair enough.
The stickler becomes the stickly.
Because cold ice cream work. No. Like, I'll hold my hand up. I got it wrong. I wouldn't. If that was Dave, he'd be like, I said iced. Deserve it.
Oh, no, he'd kill a man.
Iced tea. Who puts iced tea in a song?
I know. It's very modern. All right. We roll into round number 2. Fiona, you're
okay.
In Chapel Roan's song, Good Luck, Babe.
Yeah.
What does she need alongside a little lovin'?
She needs a little air. Oh, wait, I answered it too soon, but I just know it.
You're saying she needs a little air alongside a little bit of loving?
I just need a little loving.
Well done.
always wants it all, doesn't she, that girl?
Now, if you choose an obscure artist for me again, because Mark Amber is obscure,
no,
then
he's
I am going to kick up.
In fact,
name another Mark Amber song apart from Belong Together.
That's the main one.
Name another Chapel Roan song.
Oh, well, loads, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, go on.
What'd you get out of it? We played the Bejesus and we used to always...
Only one.
Okay.
Okay, everyone's getting very angry all of a sudden. Now, I didn't realise the playlisting for today's show, so this is not favouritism to Callum. We just played Bruno Mars's new song, I Just Might. In that song, he says it'll break his heart if he finds out what about you.
I should have listened to the last song.
Oh.
Nothing?
Obscure artist Bruno Mars.
Name other Bruno Mars song.
What was the question again?
He says it'll break his heart if he finds out what about you.
Something, I don't know.
I know a teacher.
It would break my heart, break my heart, break my heart. If I find out you can move.
Yeah,
well, I've lost it already this week, but go on.
Yeah, all right. Fiona, we're into round three. You've taken the win already. We're going to go into classic tracks from the year 2013.
Okay.
In Macklemore and Ryan Lewis's song Thrift Shop.
Oh, God.
How many dollars does he have in his pocket?
Oh, I know this.
$20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up.
$20 in
my pocket.
Beautiful.
Yes. I hope I've not been shafted here. Go on.
Come on now. This year is 2025, okay? But in Justin Bieber and Nicki Minaj's song Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Beast, should I say.
Yeah.
He says they're going to party like it's what year tonight?
We're going to... And I've only listened to this song recently. 2012 tonight.
Mm-mm. We're going to party like it's 3012. The year we're all waiting for.
I was so close on both of those ones, but so far. Fair play, Fiona. You got me.
Last slide for Fiona Brawley. Do you think it was a fair game?
I think it was very fair.
I don't believe it. Like, Mark Amber was a bit too obscure.
Of course! We play him all the time.
Name another Mark Amber song.
It doesn't matter.
We play that song. That's all that matters.
We play that song enough. Here's Dermot Kennedy and Funeral Now at Spin.